A fun crowd here tonight at Witter Field. Love to see all the friendly faces, all the waves, all the hellos. If you're out at a ball game this season and you see myself or the TV voice of the Raptors, Colin Kapoor, we said it in our introduction to the team, the opening video that was released on the Raptor YouTube channel. Please come and say hi. We love interacting with the fans and getting to learn even more about the community here. The 0-2 runner takes off. This one misses high for a ball. Throw down to second is high and into center field. McIntosh not stopping. Gets up, hits the bag. The throw into third. Not in time. He dives in head first safely. A fun 180 feet there for Kyler McIntosh. He stands at third base with nobody out here in the fifth. An errant throw from David Whittle, allowing the Raptors' potential sixth run to be just 90 feet away. Onati on deck, Basurto to follow. About to enter the bottom third of the Raptor order this evening. Infield in for the Mallards. The 1-2 from Stump. Swing and a miss. Beauchesne down on strikes for the first time tonight. First strikeout for Stump. Shuto Akamura going just one frame for the Mallards out of the bullpen this evening. That was the most previous inning. Throwing the frame, allowing one hit, no runs, walking two Raptor hitters. No strikeouts in 29 pitches in his first outing of the summer for the Mallards. Infield remains in for the left-handed hitting Mason Onati. First pitch from Stump to him. What is tapped foul directly behind home plate. No balls and a strike on the Tulane product. Basurto on deck. It'll be the catcher, Bryson Stripling, to follow. A run in the first and a run in the second for Madison. The Raptors 3 in inning number 2 and 2 in the third. Wisconsin Rapids searching for their fifth win tonight, hoping to send the Mallards down to 7-4. Madison looking to sweep the four consecutive games they're seeing Wisconsin Rapids for here. The 0-1 misses outside for ball one. After the matinee game tomorrow against La Crosse, it'll be back-to-back on the road for Wisconsin Rapids. At Copeland Park, home of the Loggers on Monday, and to Capital Credit Union Park, home of the Green Bay Rockers Tuesday night. The 1-1 pitch misses well outside for ball two. Next home game after Sunday, we'll be back here at Witter Field, obviously, and it's on Wednesday night against those Green Bay Rockers. Raptors are going to get really comfortable with Madison quickly. They head back to Warner Park next Thursday and Friday for two more with these Mallards as the 2-1 from Stump misses outside for ball three. And then a fun stretch of home games beginning next Saturday. Lake Shore comes to Witter Field for the first time this season on Saturday and on a Father's Day Sunday. The 3-1. This is up and out for ball four. Onati aboard for the second time tonight, and it's the second walk drawn by the Powell, Ohio native. Bring up Nomar Basurto. Talk about that homestand next weekend. I know we got to get through this one first, but having personal feelings of excitement for next weekend's homestand, get to have my family come into town. On Father's Day, they'll be here for that game and the Tuesday night game against Battle Creek. The Raptors get an off day on Monday, their first off day we'll have since June 4th. After the off day, Battle Creek Tuesday and Wednesday for a doubleheader at Wausau on that Thursday, the 20th. We'll have to wait on the first pitch to Nomar Basurto, a pickoff move from Stump to check in on Onati at second base. Correction, runners on the corners with Onati at first. Left-handed hitting Basurto takes a first pitch fastball outside for ball one on Stump. Nomar's 0-for-1 in two plate appearances tonight. Grounded out to short and Shea Robinson back in the second. Most recently led off the fourth by drawing a six-pitch walk. Stripling on deck, top of the order with Trotter Boston to follow. Here comes the 1-0. That one misses low and out for ball two. Raptor hitters being very patient tonight. Must have heard one of our keys to the game here in WFHR. It's going to take more than one. Prior to tonight, all three Raptor games against Madison, Wednesday through Friday, all the runs scored in those games for Wisconsin Rapids came in a singular frame. The 2-0 fastball from Stump. So Basurto's there on the outside corner for a called strike. They put up 6 in the 7th on Wednesday, 3 in the 7th on Thursday, and yesterday both runs on that Miles Vandenhoevel homer coming in the 3rd. The 2-1 to Basurto. One fouled back off the catcher David Whittle to even the count at 2-2. Just because they've had a couple of multi-run innings doesn't mean they should take their foot off the pedal, though. An RBI chance for Biserdo here with McIntosh 90 feet away and one out in the home half of the fifth. Nottie being held on at first by Guerin. He takes off on the 2-2. Biserdo pops this one foul. Nottie will have to return back to first base for this next 2-2. That was an 88-mile-an-hour fastball from Stump. Another 2-2 here. Middles are back for Madison in double play. Depth corners shading in. The payoff. Runner takes off again. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second. They got Onati in a rundown, but taken off for home is McIntosh. The throw to the plate is not in time. Onati will head to second. That's some heads-up base running from the rafter. Shortstop Kyler McIntosh. It is 6-2, Wisconsin Rapids. All started by more heads-up base running from Mason Onati. That's been his biggest asset to the team so far this season. Had a swim move on his steal of second base back in the second. And here, instead of taking the throw through, if he slid into second, he would have been out by a mile. Instead, held up, allowed for McIntosh to take off, and Shea Robinson's throw to the plate was not in time. Runner in scoring position with two down for Bryson Stripling, the right-handed hitting catcher. First pitch, rides inside, and hits the University of North Georgia product. Bryson will take his base. They're on first and second with two down here in the frame. It'll bring up Trotter Boston back to the top of the order for the fourth time tonight. Some Luke Combs as the walk-up song for the Tabor College Blue Jay. He's 1-for-2 in 3 plate appearances tonight. Stump set, first base side of the rubber, the right-hander fired. Boston fouls this one back. Trotter drew a 6-pitch walk back in the first, doubled in the second, his fifth two-bagger of the season. Most recently flew out to Justin Best in center field back in the fourth. Nobody holding Onati on at second. Stripling's on first. A chance for Boston to do some more damage to Maller pitching here. The 0-1. Driven in the air, center field, hit well. Best back at the track, at the wall. That one's going to go. Dead center, 3-run blast, Trotter Boston. It is 9-2 Rafters here in the fifth inning. Cue the home run horn here at Winter Field. Dawson Wolf, we have a yard card punched here in the Winter Field press box. The third of the season. Our lead production man fired up as well, as are the rest of us here in the press box. It is 9-2 Rafters. Bases are empty with two down for Jorge Degatti. The first pitch to the Rapids right fielder is in there for a called strike. The third long ball tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. It's flying out of the yard here at Winter Field on this Saturday night. The 0-1. Degatti fouls this one back. It's nothing in two. It's been a fun night on the broadcast here. A handful of home runs, and now four put up in the frame for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-2, that one misses up and in. Onati and Stripling joining the party, touching home plate with Boston. The Rafters looking to snap a 3-game losing streak here. The 1-2. This is low and outside for ball two. Evan Palmer has gone 6-up, 6-down out of the bullpen in relief of Zach Voss. If he gets to toe the rubber again here in the top of the sixth inning, he's got a comfortable lead to work with as well. Stump set, the 2-2. Degatti taps this one foul. Between innings, we're going to adjust our home run standings here in the Winter Field press box. Got three different correct picks this year. Nobody had taken Jake Beauchesne tonight. Nobody took Miles Vandenhoove last night. So it feels good for one of us to get one on the board here. 2-2 pitch. Misses up and in. Degatti's drawn a full count in his third plate appearance tonight. Make it his fourth as he hit into a 6-4-3 double play back. The first grounded out three and assisted in the second. Flew out to left field in Liam Moreno most recently in the fourth. Here comes the 3-2 to Jorge. That one misses low and out for ball four. A six-pitch walk drawn by the Rafter right fielder. He's aboard for the first time tonight. It'll be Jack Mathey now with a runner on and two down. We're at the three spot in the Rapids order. Mathey's reached twice tonight. Began his night with a looking strikeout back in the first, but since threw a six-pitch walk to lead off the third, an infield single that he had a frame prior. First pitch to Mathey, pops this one up on the right side of the infield. Blake Guerin, Davis Hamilton, who's going to take it. It'll be Hamilton to make the catch and retire the side. The Raptors send eight to the plate for the second time in an inning tonight. It's a three-run blast to dead center field for Trotter Boston that gives them a 9-2 lead. We'll be back for the top of the sixth inning in just a minute. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
It's a home run party here at Winter Field. We are back for the top of the sixth inning. Andy Yakim, your voice, the Raptors on WFHR. Wisconsin Rapids has built themselves a nice lead through five innings. It is 9-2 over the Madison Mallards. Evan Parmer out of the bullpen has worked two scoreless innings. Two perfect innings, in fact. Six up, six down against Mallard hitting tonight. He gets the 5-6-7 spots in Madison's order to begin the inning. First pitch to Jake Monroe misses inside for a ball. If you're just joining us, oh man, you've missed a lot. Three home runs for Wisconsin Rapids tonight. Two of them from their center fielder, Jake Beauchesne. 1-0 to Monroe is in there for a called strike on a fastball from Parmer. Beauchesne left the yard, a two-run shot that he had in the second inning, followed it up with a two-run homer an inning later in the third. The 1-1 pitch misses low for ball two. Trotter Boston with two down in the previous half inning sent one over and out, clearing the center field wall to make it 9-2 as the 2-1 pitch is in there for a called strike to make it 2-2. On deck is Justin Best, Liam Moreno to follow. As the 2-2 pitch misses in the dirt from Palmer, it's now three balls and two strikes. After Justin Best, mentioned Moreno, and then David Whittle, the hero of last night's game, hitting a grand slam off the bench to make it 6-2 Madison here at Winter Field. The 3-2, Moreno hits this one in the air left field. That's going to be foul. This will be the 35th. Pitch here from Evan Parmer. He's already got a couple punch-outs. Two strikeouts as well for the Raptors starter tonight, Zach Voss. Cannon Restein is the right-hander throwing down the line for Wisconsin Rapids. The next 3-2 is hit foul. Once again, right behind home plate by Moreno. We'll get another 3-2 here in this plate appearance. A Raptors win tonight will put them a game under 500 at 5-6. The last day of the first half of the season being July 2nd. So after tonight, only 21 more games left in the first half of the season. 3-2, this one cranked in the air, deep left field. Forget about it. Jake Monroe hits the playground beyond the left field netting here in Wisconsin Rapids. It's the fourth home run of the game and the first for Madison. It's 9-3. Want to get the distance on that one over the Mid-State Technical College sign down the left field wall. Out of the four that have been hit tonight, obviously the fans here and us of the press box have been the most excited about the previous three. But that was the most no-doubt shot of the four by far. It's the seventh hit tonight for Madison. They got three runs on those seven hits and have committed one error defensively. The Raptors, squeaky clean defense, no errors on nine runs and seven hits. Farmers, first pitch to Justin Best is a breaking ball in there on the outside corner for a called strike. For the Raptors in the home half of inning number six, 4-5-6, to up Grayson Schaefer, Kyler McIntosh, and Jake Beauchesne. It's quickly 0-2 here on Best. Schaefer, the lone Raptor, to not step into the batter's box in the four-run bottom half of the fifth inning. 0-2 from Palmer, missing low and out for ball one on the left-handed hitting Justin Best. Best 1-for-2 in this ballgame. Had a base hit to lead off the second, most recently reached on a 3-6 fielder's choice in the third. The 1-2, hit in the air, left field, sky high, drifting near the foul line. That's Nomar Basurto making the grab for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Liam Moreno. Looking at Monroe. It's his first home run of the season in Game 7. The John A. Logan Community College sophomore. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Liam Moreno. Golfs this one in the air to center. Jake Beauchesne camping underneath. Trotting in now to make the catch for the second out of the inning. And another plate appearance here for the Budweiser beer batter selected tonight, David Whittle. Switch hitting catcher has been at the left side all night, and he's 0-for-1 in two plate appearances. Drew a 6-pitch walk to begin his night in the second. Most recently grounded out to the second baseman, Trotter Boston, to lead off the fourth. First pitch from Palmer to Whittle is cut on and missed into the glove of Bryceland Stripling. Could be the final inning for Evan Palmer, minus the long ball from Monroe. He has been flawless this evening. The 0-1 to Whittle. Missing low and outside to even the count here at a ball and a strike. On deck, it's the nine-hitting shortstop, Shea Robinson, back to the top of the order for the fourth time for the visitors with Charlie Marion to follow. The 1-1 is bounced in there for ball two out of the hand of Palmer. As mentioned last night for the Raptors, it went Williams to Scott to Bender, Berrios, and then Max Weitzel. Mallard's three arms in tonight. They used three in the entire Friday night battle between the two squads. The 2-1. That one misses low and outside for ball three on David Whittle. Three in the second, two in the third, four in the fifth for the Raptors. One in the first, one in the second, one now in the sixth for the visitors. 3-1 pitch dotted on the outside corner for Palmer. It's now 3-2. 88 on that delivery from the right-hander. The 3-2, hits sharply on the ground to second, backhand Trotter Boston, plants his feet and throws to first in time. Jake Monroe leaves the yard with a leadoff home run, but then the next three batters are retired from Evan Palmer. He's faced just one above the minimum in three innings out of the bullpen tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. 9-3 the score. We'll be back for the bottom half of inning number six. 4-5-6 to up for Wisconsin Rapids. Schaefer, McIntosh, and Beauchesne. You're listening to Raptor Baseball, a 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Madison Mallards as we enter the home half of inning number six from historic Winter Field. 9-3 the score in favor of your Raptors. It's been a fun offensive showing in game 11 of this season for Wisconsin Rapids. 4-5-6 to up for the Raptors. Grayson Schaefer, the first baseman from BYU, out of Boise, Idaho, to lead off the inning. Schaefer's fourth plate appearance of the evening. He's 0 for 2, but has reached once. First pitch from the right-hander Schmidt is cut on and missed by Schaefer on a breaking ball. Tyler Schmidt, coming from UW La Crosse, from Madison, a 6'3 sophomore. We'll do battle here against the middle of the Raptor order. The 0-1 to Schaefer is a fastball that misses low and outside for ball one. 70 innings thrown for the right-hander this past year from Schmidt, a 4.37 earned run average for UW La Crosse. Through a complete game against UW Oshkosh, 14 strikeouts that he had. Back on the 13th as the 1-1 is cut on and missed. Another breaking ball from the right-hander to make it 1-2 on Schaefer. Also had 12 strikeouts against Eau Claire on the road back on May 3rd in six innings. The 1-2. A frozen rope down the third base line, but it'll stay foul. Getting out of the way of that one is the hitting coach for the Raptors and third base coach Chris Wilsey. After Schaefer, it's McIntosh and then Jake Beauchesne. In that game against Eau Claire, 84 pitches in those six innings. As the 1-2 rolls softly on the ground over to third, Monroe gloves and fires to first in time. It's a 5-3 putout to retire Schaefer for the first out of the sixth inning. If you're looking for something to do around the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer as a visitor, besides coming to a fantastic Raptor game, look no further than checking out our friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. They welcome you and invite you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area here this summer. The first pitch to McIntosh, speared on the ground up the middle. The shortstop Robinson to his left behind the second base bag. And he throws to first in time to retire McIntosh. Two up, two down here for Schmidt in the sixth. For more information on how to explore, reconnect, and relax in the wonderful Rapids area, check out wisrapids.com for the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Once again, that's wisrapids.com to learn more for this summer. Jake Beauchesne, 2-for-3 tonight. Two outs, nobody aboard, and a six-run Raptor lead here in the sixth. First pitch from Schmidt misses low and outside to Beauchesne for ball one. Onati on deck, Basurto to follow, a pair of left-handers after Beauchesne. 1-0 pitch, another off-speed delivery from Schmidt catches the zone low and outside, but it's called a strike. For the Raptors pitching, they'll have to deal with the 9-1-2 spots for the Mallards in the top of the seventh as the 1-1 misses low and outside for ball two on Jake Beauchesne. Cannon Restein, the right-hander, could be making his second outing as a Raptor in the seventh. 2-1. Nearly handcuffing Beauchesne, it misses inside for ball three. Couple of homers for Jake Beauchesne tonight. Two-run shots in the second and third innings. The 3-1, a fastball that misses low in the dirt and outside. It's a five-pitch walk drawn from the Saddleback College Bobcat. He'll take his base on a 93-mile-an-hour heater from Schmidt. He's aboard with two down here in the sixth for Mason Onati. Onati's 0-for-1 in three plate appearances tonight. Mason walked on four pitches to begin his evening in the second and later scored. Also scored on the five-pitch walk that he drew back in the fifth. In between that, a 4-3 put out over to the second baseman Hamilton in the third. Schmidt set, hands held high out of the stretch. First base side of the rubber, the first pitch to Onati is tapped foul. For Evan Parmer, if his night is done for the Rafters, three innings, 47 pitches thrown, one hit allowed, one run. It was that homer, a no-doubt shot to left field for Jake Monroe to lead off the previous inning. No walks, two strikeouts for Parmer. Rafter pitching has only walked one Mallard hitter tonight, coming from the starter Zach Boss. Fantastic control of the zone and great sequencing from the two right-handers. Owen won the count on Onati. Each team with seven hits as prior to the 0-1 delivery, a pickoff move to check in on Beauchesne at first base. Sun just beginning to set here in Wisconsin Rapids. It's the first Saturday night ball game of the season here at home. The 0-1. That one, a breaking ball that misses well outside to even the count here at a ball and a strike. Aaron holding on, Beauchesne at first base. Here comes the 1-1. It's a breaking ball and a beauty. A called strike right over the heart of the plate to Onati. It's now 1-2. See what two-out magic the Rafters have in store here in the home half of inning number six. See if Beauchesne goes off here as well. The 1-2, he stays put. This one misses low and inside. Two balls and two strikes here on the Rafter third baseman Mason Onati. Getting mid-90s on that heater there from the right-hander. 94 on that delivery. 2-2 the count. Two outs, a runner on first in a 9-3 ball game. Eight on the pitch clock. The right-hander Schmidt is set. His payoff. Runner goes. This one misses low, but it's called. It's called strike three. The throw went down to second. Onati was out there as well, but home plate umpire Brandon Wells brings up Onati for the third out of the inning. Two-out walk drawn by Jake Beauchesne as all the Rafters can muster in the home half of the sixth inning. We head to the seventh. Cannon Ristein enters the fray from historic Winter Field. You're listening to Rafter Baseball. Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
The morning show on WFHR, it's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you're good. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Cannon Rustun enters the ballgame for the Raptors as we enter the top of the seventh inning from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here on WFHR, your home for all 72 Raptor ballgames in this 2024 Northwoods League season. Rustun last threw a week ago Tuesday, the home opener. Nearly 2 weeks since the last time the right-hander from Southwestern College threw. He went 2 2/3 innings against Fond du Lac on the 28th of May. No hits allowed, 3 runs, 2 of which were earned, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts while facing 12 Doc Spider hitters. He gets the 9-1-2 spots in the Madison order in this inning. Shea Robinson, the right-handed hitting shortstop, to begin the frame. First pitch to the Mallard shortstop's a fastball that misses high for ball one. On deck, it's back to the top of the order for the fourth time around, and Charlie Marion. Davis Hamilton will follow suit. Stein set the 1-0 to Robinson. Hits softly on the ground over to second, charging in Boston. Fields and throws to first in time. It's a 4-3 putout to begin this top half of the seventh inning. When we get to the home half for the Raptors, due up, it's the 8-9-1 spots. Nomar Vasurto, Bryson Stripling, and then back to the top of the order with Trotter Boston. Bring up Charlie Marion. Marion has reached twice today in 3 plate appearances. Single to begin the ballgame in the top of the first, came in to score on an RBI knock from Davis Hamilton. The first pitch from Rustun to the Mallard right fielder is a fastball on the outside corner, and it's called strike one. Evan Palmer, 3 innings, 47 pitches thrown, 1 hit allowed, and 1 run. That was the solo homer to Jake Monroe to begin the 6th inning. No walks and 2 strikeouts for the right-hander from VMI in his second outing as a Raptor this season. Long pause from Rustun with 5 on the pitch clock, the 0-1. That fastball misses up and out for ball one. 3 innings from Zach Boss, 3 from Evan Palmer, and we'll see how long Rustun gets out of the pen tonight before Wisconsin Rapids goes another direction, or if it's just 3-3-3 for a trio of right-handers this evening. The 1-1 to Marion. This is low and outside for ball two. Tyson Romero got the start tonight for Madison, going 3 innings, allowing 4 hits and 5 runs. Walked 4 and struck out 2 while throwing 53 pitches for the Mallards. 2 balls and 1 strike the count here on the left-handed hitting Charlie Marion out of Madison College. Next delivery from Rustun. Swing and a miss on a fastball to make it 2-2. After Romero, it was Shuto Akamura for an inning. The right-hander threw 29 pitches, allowed 1 hit, and walked 2. No runs came across against him, though. From there, Liam Stump, an inning thrown, 2 hits, 4 runs, 2 of which were off the long ball. The 2-2 to Marion. Popped up in the air, left side. Back in the shallow outfield grass, right near the foul line, it's the third baseman, Mason Onati. Down to a knee to make the grab, 2-up, 2-down for Rustun here in the 7th. To bring up Davis Hamilton for the 4th time this evening. The aforementioned RBI single that the second baseman had back in the 1st. Since then, though, in the 2nd, ended the inning with a ground out to Trotter Boston over at 2nd base, and most recently began inning number 5 with a pop out to Kyler McIntosh in shallow left center field. The shortstop for the Raptors going out to make that play. Stein set the first pitch to the Mallard 2nd baseman as a fastball that misses high for ball 1. Player of the night so far for the Raptors, it's hard to not pick Jake Beauchesne. The center fielder from Saddleback College has got a pair of 2-run homers coming in the 2nd and 3rd innings. Also a highlight reel diving grab in center in the middle of this ballgame. 1-0 to Hamilton is swung on and missed. Now a ball and a strikeout count. The other Raptor to leave the yard tonight is the 2nd baseman, Trotter Boston. A 3-run homer in the bottom half of the 5th inning to dead center field with 2 outs. 6 on the pitch clock, the right-hander Rustun, hand set well above the belt buckle as the 1-1 misses low and in to Davis for ball 2. On deck, it's Alex Harrell, Blake Guerin, the right-handed hitting first baseman to follow. No bullpen action for the Raptors just yet. It's Evan Palmer doing his recovery work down the line after 3 strong innings. The 2-1 to Hamilton, hit in the air right center field, but Ben giving chase near the gap, diving! He made another diving play. Jake Beauchesne, you got to be kidding me. This young man has been out of this world for the Raptors tonight. It's two homers and now two diving grabs. Stretch time here from Wisconsin Rapids. 9-3, the score in favor of the Raptors. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher in the ballgame, post-seventh inning stretch. It's the home half of the seventh inning from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham here on WFHR, your radio voice of the Raptors, taking you through all 72 games in this 2024 Northwoods League season. It's the right-hander from Madison College, Eloy Hoyt, taking over for the Mallards, trailing by six in the fourth consecutive game between the Raptors and the Mallards out of 12 total in this summer. Nomar Basurto, the left-handed hitting left fielder, will climb in to begin the inning against Hoyt. Hoyt threw 23 innings at Madison College this past spring, a 3.52 ERA for the right-hander. Longest outing being six innings pitched back on May 17th against Rock Valley College, allowing five hits, no runs, walking two, and striking out eight in a 9-1 victory. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Basurto. This is low for ball one. 93 on that fastball from Hoyt. Raptors conclude the homestand tomorrow. It's a Sunday matinee with the Lacrosse Loggers here at historic Witter Field. The 1-0. Fastball that misses low for ball two. Next weekend, though, they're back for an extended stay. Saturday, Sunday against Lakeshore, an off day Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday against the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. The 2-0 from Hoyt to Basurto is on the outside corner for a called strike. If you're looking for a place to stay during that homestand, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. They offer not only a variety of room types, they also have suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, along with some fantastic high-speed Wi-Fi. The 2-1 to Basurto misses low for ball three. Not to mention the Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. A perfect excuse to bring your family pets on a vacation this summer to watch the Raptors and explore in the Rapids areas. The 3-1 is fouled back by Basurto. Big city quality, small town values over at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Some action down the line for the Raptors. It's Ferry throwing down the line as the 3-2 misses low for ball four. Basurto, his second six-pitch walk drawn tonight on a 95-mile-an-hour here from Hoyt. To bring up a Raptor that is reached in all three of his plate appearances tonight out of the nine spot in the order, Bryson Stripling. Stripling had an RBI single to make it 3-1 Raptors back in the second. Drew a five-pitch walk in the fourth and was hit by a pitch and later scored on the three-run homer from Trotter Boston back in inning number five. First pitch to Stripling from Hoyt misses low for a ball. We update our Northwoods League scoreboard. Important to not only pay attention to the important game and most important game in the Northwoods League going on here tonight, Wisconsin Rapids, but looking at the 24 other teams across the league on this Saturday evening as the 1-0 in the dirt. Check swing. Did he go around on the appeal? Yes, says the first base umpire, William Jett. So the count evens at a ball and a strike here on Bryson Stripling. Mentioned the final in Green Bay, 3-2 lacrosse over the Rockers. A rough start to the season for a fellow Great Lakes West divisional opponent. To the Raptors, we'll see Tuesday and Wednesday as a part of a home-and-home. 1-1 pitch on the outside corner. It's there for a called strike. Make it 1-2 on Stripling. St. Cloud pouring it on against Minots, looking for their fifth win of the season. The Rocks lead the Hot Tots 10-1 at Joe Faber Field in the bottom of the seventh inning. 1-2 the count, a runner on, nobody out in the seventh. The next pitch to Stripling down in the dirt does not go around on that delivery to make it 2-2. Kenosha, a healthy lead, looking for their seventh win of the campaign at Turtle Creek Stadium and looking to send the Traverse City Pits bitters to 7-5 themselves. It's 9-0 Kingfish in the top of the ninth. Another 9-0 ball game at Rockford Stadium. The Rivets trailing the 4-7 Royal Oak Leprechauns on the top of the seventh as the 2-2 fastball in the outside corner is there for a called third strike. Stripling down on strikes and is off the base paths for the first time tonight. A 95-mile-an-hour heater there from Eli Hoyt. To the top of the order we go for the fifth time tonight, and the left-handed hitting second baseman from Tabor College, Trotter Boston. First pitch to Boston, misses low for a ball. Zagotti on deck, Matthew to follow. Three runs on seven hits and an error for the Mallards. Nine runs on seven hits and no errors for the Raptors. Hoyt set the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss from Boston. A healthy cut on that heater. Count evens 1-1, 94 on the gun from Hoyt. Thunder Bay and Duluth are knotted up at six at Wade Stadium, home of the Huskies. Bottom seven as Thunder Bay looks for their 10th win of the season. Serto leadoff first, being held on by Guerin, the 1-1. Chasing on that delivery downstairs is Boston. It's now a ball and two strikes. Eau Claire has eclipsed double-digit runs at home in Carson Park in the top of the sixth. The Express lead the Wilmer Stingers 11-7. 1-2 the count, one out, a runner on first in the home half of the seventh. The payoff misses low for ball two on Boston. Rochester at Waterloo, one of the two ESPN Plus games tonight at Riverfront Stadium. The Bucks lead the Honkers 5-3 in the top of the seventh. And Sydney Ferry remains to get loose down the line, the 2-2. Tapped on the ground, right side, just off the mound, letting it roll foul is Hoyt. Count will remain 2-2 on Boston. Badlands on the road. The Big Sticks looking to even up their record at 6-6. ISG Field, the second of two in a doubleheader with the Mankato Moondogs. 14-5, the score in the bottom of the ninth inning. Minnesota Mud Puppies, the 36-game traveling team in the Northwoods League, playing in their fourth game of the season. They trail in Bismarck against the 7-4 Larks in the bottom of the seventh by a score of 8-2. 2-2 the count, still one away, the payoff. That one runs inside and hits Boston. Trotter irritated with that, firing his bat and his shin guard to the ground. He'll take his base. To bring up Jorge Degatti with two on and one out, Basurto in scoring position. Degatti tonight, 0-for-3 in four plate appearances. Hit to a 6-4-3 double play in the first, grounded out three unassisted in the second. From there, he flew out to left field in Moreno in the fourth and most recently drew a six-pitch walk in the fifth. Righty-on-righty battle. Hoyt's first delivery to Degatti misses low for a ball. Top seven at Moonlight Graham Field, formerly known as Capco Park in the home of the Lakeshore Chinooks. The other ESPN Plus game for the Northwoods League tonight sees the 6-4 Chinooks being shut out currently by the 9-2 Wausau Woodchucks, 3-0 the score, top seven. 1-0 fastball from Hoyt, misses high. Degatti's in the driver's seat here with a 2-0 count. On deck, Matthew Schaefer to follow. Raptors themselves looking to eclipse double-digit runs for the second time this year, the 2-0. This is for a ball. Back pick down to first from Whittle, checking in on Boston. He dives in safely. Three balls and no strikes on the Rafter right fielder and second-year Rafter, who led the team in batting average last year from Nova Southeastern University, Jorge Degatti. Rafter bench as well, banging on the padding in front. Everyone up on the dugout in the top step. The 3-0 from Hoyt. That one's there on the inside corner. That was a confusing call. The home plate umpire, Brandon Wells, had motioned at first. It was a slight motion with his right hand. So Degatti was halfway between home and first. The two runners, Basurto on second and Boston on first, didn't leave their posts. But after the while, Brandon Wells motioned him down so you can go take your base. So a four-pitch walk drawn by Degatti. The bags are juiced. Nowhere to put Jack Matthey with one out and a 9-3 lead in the home half of the seventh inning. The second time aboard and second straight plate appearance with a walk drawn for Degatti. Mound meeting between the entire Madison infield. The catcher, David Whittle, making his way out to the hill as well. And their pitching coach, Elliot Turnquist. Jack Matthey tonight in four plate appearances has reached twice. Struck out looking back in the first. Drew a six-pitch walk to lead off the third. From there, had an infield single an inning later in the bottom of the fourth. And the fifth popped out to the second baseman, Hamilton. One away. First pitch to Matthey. He's in there on the outside corner for a called strike. Basurto on third, Boston on second, Jorge Degatti on first. The 0-1 is bounced in there and blocked by Whittle. A ball and a strike now on the Rafter designated hitter this evening. Some Triple H playing in the background as the 1-1 pitch is a ball on the outside corner. Andrew Ravello, the right-hander from Los Angeles Harbor College, a Lakewood, California native, the sophomore, is up in the Madison bullpen. Here's the 2-1 delivery to Matthey. Swung on and missed into the glove of David Whittle to even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Eli Hoyt. The 2-2. Check swing from Matthey. Did he go around on the appeal to first? No, says William Jett down the line. Matthew's worked a full count with one out. Nowhere to put him for the right-hander Hoyt. We'll see what his delivery is here on 3-2. Out of the windup, the right-hander rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Matthey down on strikes for the second time tonight. It's the second out here in the bottom of the seventh. It'll be up to Grayson Schaefer, the big right-handed hitting first baseman from BYU. Some Billy Squire, as always, trying to get the movement going with the hand claps for the fans here at Witter Field. 678 of them on this wonderful Saturday night. First pitch to Schaefer. This is outside for ball one. Inning began with Nomar Basurto out of the eighth spot, drawing a six-pitch walk. From there, Trotter Boston hit by a pitch two batters later. And Jorge Degatti in the next plate appearance, drawing a four-pitch walk against the right-hander from Madison College. Schaefer chases that 0-1 delivery, 1-0 delivery, I should say. Now it evens at a ball and a strike on the first baseman of the Rafter. When we get to the eighth for Madison, 3-4-5, two up, all from the right side. Alex Harrell, Blake Aaron, and Jake Monroe. One ball, one strike delivery from Hoyt. Chasing again, low and away is Schaefer. It's now 1-2. Score remains 9-3 for the Rats. 3 in the second, 2 in the third, and 4 in the fifth for the Mallards. 1 in the first, 1 in the second, and 1 in the sixth. Here comes the 1-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. The Rafters leave the bases loaded, are unable to push anything across. In the seventh, we are through 7, and Wisconsin Rapids remains up 6 runs. 9-3 the score. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Here for Rafters Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher in the ballgame for the Rafters. It'll be the fourth arm used tonight as they lead at 9-3, entering the top half of the eighth inning from historic Winter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters here on WFHR. It's the right-hander from Paw Paw, Michigan, and the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, Sidney Ferry. In his second season with the Rafters, this will be his fourth appearance of the 2024 season. He gets the 3-4-5 spots in the Madison order. The DH, Alex Harrell, will step in to begin the inning. First pitch from Ferry misses low and out for ball one. Ferry most recently threw in the opening game of these four consecutive contests against Madison back on June 5th. 1-0 pitch fouled back by Harrell. Ferry threw an inning in that one. It was 6-6 when he entered. He allowed three runs, all earned on one hit, five walks. Didn't have the command Wednesday night. Struck out one. He faced all nine hitters in the Madison order that evening. 1-1 breaking ball golfed in the air center field. It sends Jake Beauchesne back right out in front of the warning track. He's there to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Ferry did pick up the most recent win that the Rafters had 6 days ago on Sunday at Lakeshore. Threw three innings out of the bullpen, allowed one hit, two runs, neither of which were earned. Didn't walk a Chinook hitter and struck out one in the 12 batters he faced on that Sunday afternoon at Moonlight Graham Field. To bring up Blake Guerin out of the cleanup spot. Guerin 1-for-3 tonight, flew out to center back in the first inning. His lone knock coming as a base hit in the third. He most recently struck out swinging in the fifth against Evan Parmer. First pitch from Ferry to Guerin is fouled away beyond the first base grandstands here at Winter Field. Last year with the Rafters, Ferry threw 15 and a third innings across 14 appearances, had a 1-0 record, collected a save as well, a 2.93 ERA, and a 1.04 whip for the right-hander. 0-1 the count. Here's the next pitch to Guerin. It misses outside. I mentioned numerous occasions in terms of when Ferry has pitched for these Rafters, some of his fun stats that he's had at the Division III level at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point in the WIAC Conference. 1-1 to Guerin. It's fouled back just above our press box here at Winter Field. A scare for all of us with the open windows up here. Count moves 1-2. Ferry is the all-time saves leader as a Stevens Point pointer with 29 in his collegiate career. At 18 appearances this past spring, all out of the bullpen, the 1-2. Guerin does not bite on that breaking ball. It misses low and outside to even up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ferry roughed up a tad in the spring, a 5.55 earned run average, a 1.68 whip for the 5.10 right-hander. Here comes the 2-2. This one cranked in the air, dead center field. Beauchesne back at the track, at the wall, jumping. It's gone. Blake Guerin leaves the yard. It's 9-4. the fifth home run hit here in this ballgame, the second for the Mallards. It's off the bat of the Iowa Hawkeye, Blake Garrett. For Garrett, it's his second home run of the season. The sophomore slugger has been on quite the tear to begin his summer. Entering today, 10 games played, a 405 hitter. It's his second hit of the ballgame, the eighth for the visitors. First pitch from Ferry to the new batter in the box, Jake Monroe, misses inside for a ball. Lacrosse tomorrow at home, then lacrosse on Monday on the road. Green Bay on the road Tuesday, Green Bay at home here on Wednesday before two straight back of the Duck Pond Thursday and Friday against these Mallards. 1-0 breaking ball hit in the air, shallow right field. Coming in on it to make the grab is Jorge Degatti for the second out of the inning. Once again, the Raptors, this is game 6 of 36 at Witter Field this season. If you plan to come up from out of town for any stretch of the final 30 home games, still plenty to make your way out to. Look no further for a place to stay from out of town than the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Offering a variety of room types. Got suites with whirlpools there as well. Free homestyle breakfast and high-speed Wi-Fi. First pitch from Ferry to the left-handed hitting Justin Best is in there for a called strike. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-leg companions. Bring your family pets on your trip to Wisconsin Rapids this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-1 the count on Best, 9-4 the score in favor of your Raptors in the top of the eighth inning. 1-1 pitch, fouled back on top of the third base grandstands. A ball and two strikes is the count here on Justin Best. Best is 1-for-3 today. A base hit and came in to score in the second, hit into a 3-6 fielder's choice back in the third. Most recently flew out to the left fielder Nomar Basurto in the top of inning number 6. The 1-2 from Ferry. This one hit in the air down the left field line. That'll find the concourse. Another foul ball off the bat of Justin Best. One of the game day staffers catching that one on the concourse for the Raptors. A round of applause from the Wisconsin Rapids bullpen down the line on that fun exchange. 4 runs on 8 hits and an error for the Mallards. 9 runs on 7 hits and no errors for your Raptors with 2 down and nobody on here in the 8th. Payoff pitch, breaking ball, got him swinging. Sidney Ferry allows a run in the 8th on a solo homer for Blake Garrett, but the Raptors remain up by 5. We head to the bottom of the 8th inning. Here from Winter Field, 2 up, it'll be 5-6-7. McIntosh, Beauchesne, and Mason Onati. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Kyler McIntosh to lead off this bottom of the eighth inning with Sweet Caroline blaring in the background at historic Witter Field. Good vibes here at home because the Raptors are leading the Madison Mallards by a score of 9-4. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on WFHR, back with you for game 11 of 72 on this marathon of a Northwoods League season. McIntosh has reached twice and has scored both times. He's been out on the base paths here tonight. New pitcher into the ballgame for Madison. That's number 16, the right-hander, Andrew Ravello. The first pitch from Ravello to McIntosh is smashed on the ground. Foul down the third baseline. Ravello, the 6'4 right-hander from Los Angeles Harbor College.